Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Choftes, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the top of daf Choftes on the Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Ketzad boitgen es ha'edim. How would Bezdin cross-examine Eidim when they were dealing with Dinei Mamon? So in the next parak, the Gemara is going to discuss how Bezdin would cross-examine witnesses b'dinei nefashos. That, as you would expect, was a lot more serious. This Mishnah discusses Ketzad Boitkin Esa'ed and B'dinei Mamon. It says the Mishnah, the Dayanim, the judges, would take the Edim and they would bring them into a room. Uma'aymin Aleha. And they would be ma'ayim them. They would intimidate them. The Gemara is going to say exactly what that means. U'meitzin is called adam chutz. They would ask everybody else to leave. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. U'meshayrin es ha'galdashon. And they would leave the greater of the edim. V'imrim le, they would tell him, Amar, tell me, heich ato yoidea shezeh chayev lozeh. So it's not clear what the picture is. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss it in greater detail. But for now, it seems like only the greater of the two edim, or of the many edim that may have been there, is sitting with Bez. And Bezdin begins to do the cross-examination. And they ask him, how do you know? You're claiming that Reuven owes Shimon money. How do you know? Im Omar, if the eight says, who Omar li shen li chayev loy, Reuven told me. Reuven said he owes Shimon money. That's how I know. Or ish pleni Omar li shu chayev loy. Or I have a friend, Chaim Yankel, and Chaim Yankel told me that he knows that Reuven owes Shimon money. Leomar Klum says the Mishnah, that's easy. Bezdin would be able to dismiss the case. It's dead on arrival. There's nothing Bezdin would ever do with this testimony. The only way that testimony could even get onto first base is if this aide and the other aide would say, it was in front of the two of us, we heard Reuven say that he owes Shimon money. And again, the Gemara is going to discuss this in greater detail. So after Bezdin cross-examined the first aide, they would bring the second aide in, and they would do bedikas with him. If they saw that the two Edom story seemed to align, then the Dayanim would sit and they would deliberate and they would try to determine what they think the halacha is. Now we know Dinei Mamon is Peshlisha. That was the first mission in the Masechta. So Shnayim, Oivrim Zakai, if two out of the three Dayanim say that Zakai, Reuven, does not owe Shimon money. Echad Mechayev, the other says, Chayev Zakai. You go, Stan Roiv, Achri Rabba Mahatis, it's true for Dinei Nefashis, it's true for Dinei Mominis, so the Alochel would be Zakai. Shnayim Oimim Chayev, Echad Mechayev. If two of the three Dayanim say Chayev, and one of them says Zakai, Chayev, basically you go, Basar Roiv. Echad Mechayev, Echad Mechayev. What if one says Chayev, one says Zakai? Or, Afilu Shnayim Mezakin, or Shnayim Mechayev, or if two of them said Zakai and two of them said Chayev. But here's the point. If one of the three Dayanim say that he doesn't know, regardless of what the other two said, whether they're split, whether they both said Chayev, whether they both said Zakai, the halach is Yosifu HaDayanim. You would have to add. How many did they add? They added two, up until when? Up until they got to the point of 71. Once there was 71, then they had to figure it out amongst the 71. These are all ideas that we've discussed earlier in the Masechta. Gomru es hadavar, when Bezdin came to a conclusion, Bezdin would bring the people back in. Who did they bring back in? Presumably, the same people that they asked to leave at the beginning of the Mishnah. We don't know who they were, so thus we don't know who was being asked to be brought back in either. Hagadol shebedayonim oimer ish pleni ato zakai, ish pleni ato chayiv. The bigger of the dayonim, of this bezin shal shloisha, he would be the one that would issue the final verdict. He would issue the gemar din. He would say, Reuven yer zakai or Reuven yer chayiv. And everybody obviously would go along with that. Says the Mishnah, Minayin, how do we know that l'kishayetze l'yoymar, ani mezakeh v'chayveri mechayveh? So, Dinei Mamon is b'shloisha, but not all three Dayanim had to be on the same page. Taloch is achi rabba mahatis. Whatever the majority of the Dayanim said, that's what Taloch was. So if two of the three said Zakai, it's Zakai. If two out of the three said Chayev, Taloch is Chayev. Says the Mishnah, would it be okay for a Dayan, for example, that said Zakai, where the halacha was Chayev, to walk at a Bezdin and go over to this person, Reuven, who Bezdin just said has to pay $10,000, and say, listen, I want you to know that, you know, I was on this Bezdin that said that you have to pay $10,000, but really, I said Zakai. I said you didn't owe the money. It was my two chaverim. They were the ones that said Chayev. Says the Mishnah, he cannot do that. And how do we know he can't do that? speaks. Azeh nemar, it's not from the following pasuk. Loiselach rochel ba'necha. Va'oimer, alternatively, hoilach rochel megalasai. The point is that this is a hoilach rochel. He's a megalasai. You're not allowed to just go peddle information that's of nobody's business. So yeah, we'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But for now, what we have here is a very long-winded mishnah, very unclear mishnah. There's a lot of pieces that we need to clarify. We'll clarify it in the gemara, and then we'll try to go back to the mishnah and go through the mishnah again like a mensch. This time, after having seen all the gemaras. But basically, the mishnah setting up very big picture, very high level, how Dinei Mamonis B'Shloisha went. So we know Dinei Mamonis B'Shloisha. What's the definition of Dinei Mamonis? Hoidois V'Avois. How do we know that? That's Sanhedrin Daf Beis. And over here, the Gemara starts drilling down on some of the detail of exactly how it played itself out in Bezdin. Now, the first thing that the Mishnah said was that Bezdin would intimidate the Eidim. And again, as we'll see, when it came to Dinei Nefashis, the intimidation was pretty intense. Dinei Mamonis is not nearly as chomer as Dinei Nefashis. You don't have a person's life at stake. And as a result, they would be ma'ayim them, but they did it with some rachmanis. Says the Gemara, Heichi Amrin Lahu, what would the Dayanim tell the Eidim? What exactly was the intimidation? Amr Rav Yehuda said, Hachi Amrin Lahu. They would quote the following pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chaf Hei. The pasuk says, Nesiach V'ruach the Geshem Oyen. Sometimes it's windy, there's clouds, you expect it to rain, and it doesn't rain. You know why it doesn't rain? Ishmis Halo B'mata Sheker. It's because there was somebody that took somebody's money unlawfully. Sometimes it looks like everything's going to work out. There's going to be Parnasa, there's going to be a Shefa, there's going to be a closing, etc., etc., and it doesn't work out. You know why it didn't work out? Nesiim V'ruach. But the Geshem Mayim, because Ish Mishal B'mata Sheker. And they would tell to these Eidim, they would tell, listen, if you're going to walk into Bezda now and you're going to testify falsely, I know in your mind it's just $100. It's just $1,000. It's just money. What's the big deal? Realize it is a big deal because you're going to cause anios, poverty, to descend upon the world. Because you know why? Nesiim V'ruach, the Geshem Mayim. You want to know why it looks like sometimes it should rain and it doesn't? Because Ish Mishal B'mata Sheker. So that's what they would tell the Eidim. And Rabbi Yehuda said that I believe that if an aid, a reasonable witness would hear that, that would cause him to refrain from saying aid to Sheker when he was prepared to do it. But the Gemara says, Amalei Rava, Rava told him, Yachli Lameimar, I don't think that's going to work. Because if somebody's prepared to say aid to Sheker, he doesn't care about the fact that it says in the Torah, Leisana Breyacha Eid Sheker, which by the way is one of the Aseres Hadibros, it's one of the Ten Commandments. If he's not Nispal from that, he's not going to be Nispal from this pasuk either. Because he could always say, Yachli Lameimar, Shiv Shni Havikafna, there could be a hunger for 7 years, but Ba'abava Umna Leichalef, but won't necessarily pass my door. So it's true. Maybe saying Eidu Sheker will cause poverty to descend upon the world. But does it necessarily mean that it's going to strike the person that said the Eidu Sheker? Not necessarily. So it's a nice story. Yeah, maybe. So, but I don't think, said Rav Yehuda, that this is really going to move the person. Elam Rav, so what did they tell him? Aminalu, they would quote a different pasuk. They would quote also Mishlei, not Perek Chafei Pasuk Yudal, like the first one, but Perek Chafei Pasuk Yudches. The Pasuk there says, Mefetz, Vecherev, Vechet, Shonun. These are different weapons. You know why destruction comes upon the world? Because Ish Oine B'Reyeo Eid Sheker. It comes about because somebody was over Leisana B'Reyacha Eid Sheker. He said Eid Sheker. So it's not just Anius that's going to come upon the world. But you know what comes upon the world when you say Eid Sheker? Destruction, Churban, death. Mefitz, Cherev, the Chet Shonen, but Amalei Rav Ashi told Rava, Yachli the Meimer, I don't know if that's going to impress him either, because he could always say, Shevshni, have a Musna. There could be Magefa for 7 years where people are going to die left and right, but the Inish B'Lishnei Leshachav, but if it's not Basher for me to die, I'm not going to die. So I don't know if that's going to move him either. El Amalei Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said, what do we say? Rav Yehuda, Rava had a problem with. What Rava said, Rav Ashi had a problem with. So Kate said, Ma'im in Esau Eidim. Elam Rav Ashi said, Amali Nasan Bar Marzutra. Amrina Lahu, we tell him as follows. Sadi Shakri, A'ugrayu Zili. I want you to know, you're going to say Eid Sheker. You know why you're going to say Eid Sheker? Probably someone paid you. Somebody came to you with a paper bag. He offered you money to go say Eid Sheker. I want you to realize that you think that person that hired you has a high opinion of you. Think he respects you and that's why he hired you. He looks at you as a bad guy. The reason he hired you is because he knows you're for sale. You're a hitman. And it's a business transaction. But even he Even he looks at you as being a bad guy. And that's a shtach. That already said, Rav Ashi, even a reasonable person won't be able to tolerate. And the chsiv, how do we know that? That's learned out from a pasuk in Sefer Melachim, Vayishivu shnayim anoshim meim liyal negdoi, Vi'idu lema beirachta l'kim v'melech v'yitziu v'zeklu v'yomais, ve'en kamakoyma, exactly what the context is over there. But the bottom line is, there was Rav Yehuda's pshat, there was Rava's pshat, and finally Rav Ashi's pshat. I'll just tell you one interesting ha'ara on this Gemara before we go weiter that relates to something that we discussed earlier on Daf Yudal Ramad Aleph. And that is that if you look on the side, some Gemaras it's in the Maseres Ashas, in other words, in other Gemaras it's in the Hagoyis Fitzuyunim, but they bring here on the side that this Gemara that we just mentioned is also mentioned in the She'iltis de Rabbi Chaya Goy. Are you familiar with the She'iltis? It was written by Rabbi Chaya Goy. The Netziv famously wrote a Pirish on the She'iltis. So in the She'iltis, Rabbi Chaya Goy, you had the same exchange, three different Shatan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Rav Ashi, Kate said, Ma'ayman Eso Edom. What exactly they would tell these Edom of Dine Momin is to try to intimidate him. But there's one word that's different between the way it's mentioned in the She'iltis and the way it's mentioned in our Gemara. In our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said the first pshat. Amalei Rava, it's not a good pshat. So Rava said the second pshat. Amalei Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi told him it's not a good pshat. If you look in the She'iltis, the word lei is not mentioned. It's not Amalei Rava the Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Amalei Rav Ashi the Rava. It's Amar Rava, it's Amar Rav Ashi. So in our Gemara, Rava seems to be talking to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Ashi seems to be talking to Rava. But in the She'iltis, Rava is not talking to Rav Yehuda, Rav Ashi is not talking to Rava. Rava was just commenting on something Rav Yehuda said, and Rav Ashi was just commenting on something that Rava said. Says the Maseres Ashas. What's the Pshat in the Shultas going? Pshat in the Shultas going is based on a Gemara, Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Kishemes Rabbi Akiva, the day that Rabbi Akiva died, Noilad Rabbi. Rabbi was born. Kishemes Rabbi, the day that Rabbi was born, died, Noilad Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda died, was born. Kishemes Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda died, Noilad Rava. Rava was born. Kishemes Rava, the day that Rava died, Noel Rav Ashi was born. Well, Ametcha is coming to teach you. Shein tzadik nifta min ha'olam, at shein nifra tzadik ha'moyslai. There's a lesson. Shenem ha'vizorach ha'shemesh u'ba ha'shash. Says the Maseiros Hashas that it's pashit why the She'iltis is the Girsa HaNechayna, and our Girsa is the mistake. Because you have a Gemara that says that Rava was born on the day that Rav Yehuda died. That Rav Ashi was born on the day that Rava died. So how could there be a Gemara where the Gemara says, Omalei Rava l'Rav Yehuda? If Rava was born on the day Rav Yehuda died, they clearly could have never had an exchange. And how could there be a Gemara that says, Omalei Rav Ashi l'Rava? If Rav Ashi was born on the day that Rava died, must be the Girsa of the Mishultus is right, that it's not Omalei, they never spoke to each other, but rather, Omalei Rava. Rava commented on something Rav Yehuda said. Rav Ashi commented on something that Rava said. But clearly, they were never talking to each other. What comes to mind, like I said, is something that we spoke at a few weeks ago. There's a Gemara Masechtas Psochim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Omar Rava said, Ashkachtina Lesabi de Pompadisa. I once met the Sabi de Pompadisa, and they were talking about a halacha regarding Avdala. By the way, we're going to talk more about Avdala later. But they said over a halacha regarding Avdala. Says Rashi, who were the Sabi de Pompadisa? Quoting another Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Chazorah here. Sabi the Pompadisa is Rav Yehuda v'Rav Eino. Sabi the Pompadisa was Rav Yehuda and Rav Eino. So you have a Gemara that says that Rava met Rav Yehuda. Freak the Maloyer Rayim. How could it be a Gemara that says Rava met Rav Yehuda? The Gemara that we just read, Kedushin Ayin Beis Amin Beis says, Kishameis Rav Yehuda Noilad Rava. That means Rava never met Rav Yehuda. He was a little baby. Mazel Tov. He was having a Shalom Zohar when Rav Yehuda's family was sitting Shiva. So how is it possible that Rava could have met Rav Yehuda? So we mentioned, we said over from the Margolis Hayam, he said a Dover Nifla. He said that the Gemara says in the Masechta Sanhedrin, Yudal Adam and Aleph, Ein Adam Oilu L'Gdula, Ela Im Kein Nimchu Loi Kol Avinoisav. That if a person is Oilu L'Gdula, he gets Smicha, becomes a Rav, some level of Gdula, Ela Im Kein Nimchu Loi Kol Avinoisav. Says the Margolis Hayam that he saw in a Tshuva for Rav Haigoyin. The Rav Haigoyin said, what's the pshat? He said it based on Psukim in Parashas Kedoshim. The pasuk says, Mipnei Seva Tokum, V'adarta Pnei Zokin, V'yoresa Melekecha Ani Hashem. And the very next pasuk says, V'chiyogur Itchoger Ba'artzechem, Lo Yisoynu Oysen.
So you have a pasuk mipnei seva takum vadarta pnei zakin, talking about a zakin zeshe kana chacham a talmud chacham, and the very next pasuk talks about a ger. Lama nismach of parshas mipnei seva takum vadarta pnei zakin to the parsha of the kiyager is a ger to teach me that just like ger shenis gayers kikotin shenay ledami, so too when somebody is oyla v'gdula he becomes a zake, he becomes a rav a chacham ein od he. He's kikotin shenoy ledami, just like the ger. Says Rav Hai Goyin, that's the tif kind in this Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Ein adam oyla l'gdula elam ki nimchu l'kol avinoysev. You know why? Because he's kikotin shenoy ledami. He has a clean slate. If he has a clean slate, he doesn't have to worry about his averis. His mitzvahs will get. But his averis, he doesn't have to worry about. He's kikotin shenoy ledami. He has a brand new, fresh start because he's kiger shenizgayer, which is kikotin shenoy ledami. So said the Margolis Yam, it could be that's Shana, the Gemara Masechta Kedushin. Could be we have this Gemara all wrong. We always thought, you sit down, you learn this Gemara, the Gemara seems to be saying that coincidentally, it just so happened that on the day that Rabbi Yehuda died, the next Gadol Hador, Rava was born. And the day that Rava died, it just so happened the next that Rav Ashi was born. That's not the Pshat. Of course that's not the Pshat. Rava was alive when Rabbi Yehuda was alive. Like we just learned in our Gemara. Oh, Malay Rava, the Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara, Masechtas Pesachim, Kuf Yizayin, and Beis. When Rava said, Ashkachtinu, the Sabi, the Pumbedisa. And who were the Sabi, the Pumbedisa? It was two people. It was Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Eini. He met both of them. So he met Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Ashi, like the Rambam, by the way, says in his Akhtomet Yad Chazaka, was a Talmud of Rava. The Gemara says, Kishameis Rava Nail Rav Ashi, doesn't mean he was born. It means he was Oyla the Gdula. Because as long as Rabbi Yehuda was alive, Rabbi Yehuda was the God of Adar. Rabbi Yehuda passed away. There was a passing of the guard. Who became the next Gadol Hador? Rava. When Rava died, who became the next Gadol Hador? It was Rav Ashi. It was Noilad. Not Noilad in the physical sense, but in the Kekotin Shenoiladami sense. The smichos of Bnei Seva talk about Artu Bnei Zogun, V'chiyogur Itcho Ger Ba'artzichem, the idea of Ein Adam Oyu L'Gdula Elim Kein Nimcho L'Kol Avinoysev, regardless, Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. It's Gevaldik. That raid that we spoke in on Daf Yudal Adam Aleph, it applies itself right here, 2 weeks later, to a Gemara. The Girsa, was it Omar Le, or was it Omar? At first glance, the She'iltis is Girsa, which seemed to be the proper Girsa, but in light of all this raid, I think there's a very obvious Yishuv to the Girsa that we have in our Gemara. On that note, Zok the Gemara weiter. So the Mishnah said that if an aid or Edim would walk into Bezin, and they would say that we know Ruvain owes Shimon money. You know how we know? Because Ruvain told me he owes Shimon money. Okay, that seems like a good way to know. Or someone else told me that he knows Reuven owes money. Says the Gemara, that's nothing. That's testimony would be then on arrival. Bezdin would dismiss that right away. How then could Adam walk into Bezdin say that I know Reuven owes money because Reuven said he owes money? He does, right? Just by background. If two Edim would walk into Bezdin in theory and say that Reuven admit that he owes Shimon money, that should be enough for Reuven to now owe money. They don't have to see the physical law. If Reuven was Moida, that would be enough. What's that rule called? That's Bava Metzia. Actually, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, 101. So Hidah Spadin is Kamei Edim Dami. If Edim walk into Bezdin and they say there was a Hidah Spadin Kamei Edim Dami, that should be enough. However, there has to be some level of precision as far as the Edis goes. So how then could Edim implicate somebody via Hidah Spadin Kamei Edim Dami? So the Mishnah said, Ache Yoimru Befanenu Hidah Loishu Chayv Le Messiah Himself. The question is, what exactly does that mean? So the Gemara, Messiah, later Rabbi Huda, this Mishnah is a raya to something Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rav. Top Rabbi Yudah Marav, Tzorach Sheyemer Atem Edai. Hidah Spadin is Kamei Edim Dami. But it's only true if the person is Moida in front of Edim. And not only is he moed in front of Edom, but he turns to the Edom and he says, Atem Edai, I want you to be witnesses. I want you to testify so that you should one day be able to go into Bezdin, if need be, and say that I said that I owe Shimon money. So the Edom didn't see the Halva. The Edom are relying on the Hidas Badin Kimei Edom Dami. But at the same time, there has to be Edom that saw the Hidas Badin Kimei Edom Dami. Because otherwise, the person could always deny it. But it's not enough that they saw it. They would need that the person being Maida would appoint, they would nominate them as Edom and say, Atem Edom. It my nami, Amrab Chibar Rab, Amrab Yechen, Manu Biyatcha, Amalai Hen. Lamacha, Amalai Teneuli, Amalai. He told him, Mashatani Bach. I was messing with you. You think I really owe you money? I don't owe you money. What are you talking about? Potter. Halachas, he's Potter. Why? Because he never said Atem Edom. He never appointed
the witnesses as being witnesses. Tanya nami hachi a brisa model to be yotcha amalei hen lemacha amaloi tneoli amalei meshata nibach pot says the gemara v'loyoi not just that afilo hichmenoi edim achiri gedet even if somebody hid edim on the other side of a fence v'amalei he goes off with his friend that he tells the model to be yotcha you know you owe me $100 amalei hen yeah it's true I know I owe you $100 ados but didn't come edim dami ritzoin chesed toida bifnei pliny v'pliny would it be okay? You just admit you owe me $100, so this shouldn't be a big deal. I don't think this is such a horrible ask. Is it okay if I bring two Edim? And in front of those two Edim, would you please be Maida? Amalei says, no, I don't want to. I'm afraid. Because if I do it in front of Edim, then if I want to deny it at some point, it's going to be difficult tonight. Lemacha, the next day, Amalei, he went over to the same person. He said, Tneoli, Amalei Meshatanibach, I was kidding around with you. I don't really owe you money. Now, it just so happened that there were two Edim that were hiding, and they overheard this entire exchange. They went running to Bezdin, and they told Bezdin, listen, I know for sure he owes the money. How do I know? Because I overheard a conversation where he admit that he owed him money. Now, it's true he didn't admit it in front of Edim, but he clearly said that the reason he doesn't want to admit it in front of Edim is because he's afraid that he'll be implicated in court. And we overheard this entire exchange. You know what the halach is? Potter. He's going to be potter. Because the only time you're chayev aydas v'adin kimei Edim Rami is if you do it in front of Edim and you tell the Edim clearly at the Edim. Otherwise, you could always come at a time later of Meshat Anibach. I was just acting like a fool. I was being silly. I was messing with you. But really, I don't owe you any money. The Braisa continues. And the Braisa says, V'ein tayanin l'mesis. By the way, if someone's a mesis, and Rashi says, what's mesis? You have to see Rashi inside. Hamesis chaveir l'avodas kechavim. If somebody persuades somebody else to be oivet avodas zara, ein tayanin oisai. We, Bezdin, will not argue in his defense, on his behalf. So let's say this person is standing in front of Bezdin right now. He's a Mesis. And he's being accused of persuading someone to be Oved Avodah Zarah. He has a Shvacha lawyer. And because of that, he's not coming with really good arguments to defend himself. Bezdin, obviously, they're all trained. They all graduated from all the right yeshivas. And they would have good arguments on behalf of this Mesis. But he's not saying it. Should they time it on his behalf? Or do they not tie in on his behalf? Says the Bryce of ain't tying in the Mesis. We don't tie in for the Mesis. Now the obvious question is, who's talking about a Mesis? We were moving along very smoothly. We had some good momentum in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Hadas Badin Kimei Edim Nami. We're talking about Dine Mominus Beshloisha, exactly how we vet out the Edim. The Gemara's Kasha. Mesis Mandachar Shmei. Who said anything about a Mesis? Dr. Gemara, you're right. Chzuri Mechsev Achitani. We have to do a little surgery to this Bryce, so we have to edit it, cut, paste, in order to make this work. In Loitan, we just said a halacha of Meshat Anibach, a very big chiddush. Reuven's moida the Yoshim in money. Right, Shimon went over to Reuven, you owe me $100. Reuven said, I know, it's true, I do. The next day he came over to him and he said, you owe me $100. He says, Meshat Anibach, I was kidding around with you, I don't owe you anything. So what's the halacha? It's a good taina. What if this person now is in Bezdin? Reuven's in Bezdin. And Reuven technically could say Meshat Anibach, but he doesn't realize he could say Meshat Anibach. Says the Braisa, Loitan, ain't tayin loy. We don't tayin it for him. So Meshat Anibach is a taina. It's a kayach taina. If the person would say, I know I was moida, but I was messing around with you, it's a taina, but only if he says it. If he doesn't say it, it's not something that we're going to taina on his behalf. Continues the Braisa on the note of Bezdin arguing on behalf of one of the litigants, Ubedine Nefashis, when it comes to Dine Nefashis, Afagafta Loitan, Tayanin Loy, will always taina on behalf of somebody for Dine Nefashis to save a person's life. However, they tayanin the Mesis, but when it comes to a Mesis, they're not. So you want to know how we got from our Sugya to the Mesis? Because we mentioned the Gewaldige Chiddush of Meshat Anibach. Says the Braisa, although Meshat Anibach is a good taina, but we don't tain it on behalf of somebody. Ain't tayan in Meshat Anibach. Dine Nefashis, we do tain on behalf of the defendant as it relates to Mesis. Even though it's Dine Nefashis, there we're not going to tain on his behalf. Maishna Mesis, why not? I'm Rabcham Rabchanino, mi Pirkit Rabchiba Rabbi Shmili. I heard in Rabchiba Rabbi Shir, Shani Mesis is different. Rachmano Amma, because the Torah said, Le Sachma Vale Sachasola. Torah says you're not allowed to have Rachmanas on a Mesis. And part of not having Rachmanas on the Mesis is not going and arguing on his behalf. Omra Shum Banachman, Omra Bjoinis, Minayin Chain Tain of a Mesis. How do you know that you don't tain on behalf of a Mesis? Minochash Hakad Moini. It's learned out from Sefer Bereishis, right in the beginning of Genesis. We learn it from the Nochash Hakad Moini. Omra Rabsim Loi said, Harbi Tainis Hoylo Lenochash Litain, Veloi Tain. The Nochash could have had a lot of tainus. The Nochash got punished really, really badly right in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Why? Because he was the one that persuaded, coerced Chava and ultimately Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Adam got punished.
Chava got punished. Esther Chloes Eskalu Chava Irvin Daf Kufa Mibes. We've spoken out so much raid bites about that. And the Nochash Hagad Moini was punished as well. Said Rab Simloi that Be'emes, the Nochash Hagad Moini, had he had a good lawyer, he could have very easily got out of the situation. Harbe Taimes Hoyle the Nochash Litay Velay Ta. What could have he said? One second. So why did Hashem not tain on his behalf? Lefisha leitan who? Because he was a mesis. The ain toyan in the mesis. When you persuade someone to do an aver, we don't tain on your behalf. My havali the mema says the gemara. Tell me one of the tainas. Harbe tainas. I don't know what the harbe is. What's even one of the tainas? Says the gemara. You know what he could have said? Could have came like a lamdan. Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin, Divrei Arav Shaymin. Right? We all know the halacha. Where do you have this halacha? The sugya of Eishlich and Varavera, in the sugya of Grama ben Azakin. Right? Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisa. If I appoint you as a shliach to do something on my behalf, your maisa can take effect on my behalf. Whether it's Kedushin or Ishma Kaddish Bayu B'Shluchai, that's the Iker sugyas of Shlichas and Shas, is right in the beginning of the second paragraph of the Sechtas Kedushin. Whether it's Gerishin, Shlich Leilacha, Shlich Kabbalah, whether it's Mekach Umemka, in almost all areas in Halacha, there's a concept of Shlichas. Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisa. One notable exception is when it comes to Advar Avera. Ain't Shlich Advar Avera. So if Reuven appoints Shimon as a Shlich to be Mechal Shabbos, and Shimon's Mechal Shabbos, you don't say Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisa, it's as if Reuven was the one that was Mechal Shabbos. Shimon is the one that was Mechal Shabbos, not Reuven. Why? Says the Gemara. Because Reuven could always say, Divrei Arav, the Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaim. It's true, Reuven. I told you, Shimon, to be Mechal Shabbos. But Hashem told you not to be Mechal Shabbos. Reuven is the Talmud. Hashem is the Rav. Who are you supposed to listen to? You're supposed to listen to the Rav. So it's almost understood, like the Mashat Anibach. It's understood that the Shimon, who was Michal Shabbos, should not have listened to Reuven and been Michal Shabbos. He should have listened to the Bayri Yoylam and not have been Michal Shabbos. As a result, it's a Svar and Lomdus. The Shlichus doesn't go into effect. It's also Gemara at the beginning of Perak HaKoinis regarding the Sugis regarding the Zakhi. Maybe we'll get into this tomorrow. But either way, says the Gemara, the Nochash Hakad Moedi could have had the same Taina. The Nochash should have turned to Chava. Hashem told you don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. I told you eat from the Eitz Hadas. Who should you have listened to? Should you have listened to me? Should you have listened to Hashem? Divrei Arav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayman, Divrei Arav Shayman. And that would have been a good taina, and the Nochash would have been potter. So why then the Nochash? Okay, he wasn't a lamed. He didn't know to taina Divrei Arav, Divrei Atama. But why did we taina on his behalf? I thought when it comes to Dinei Nefashis, we taina on behalf of the person who is potentially going to be killed. The answer is because Shani Mesis, Rachmona Omar, Loi Sachmo, Veloi Sachar. We're going to have a lot of rates to speak out about this. Omar Chizki said, how do we know that sometimes more is less? Right? You always think more is more and less is less, but it's not true. Sometimes more is less. You know, you know that, Shenemar, it's learned out from the Nochash Hakad Moini. Because the Nochash Hakad Moini went and he told Chava that Omar Alekim Loi Seichlu Mimenu Veloi Sigubai. Now, what did Hashem really tell Adam and Chava? He said, "Mikol Eitz Agan Ochel Toicha." But from the Eitz Hayodea Toivara, that's the one that's off limits. That's the one tree that you're not allowed to eat from. Hashem never said you can't touch the tree. Hashem said you're not allowed to eat from the tree. Now the Nochash went and wanted to get Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So what did he tell Chava? He said, Hashem said, don't eat from it and also don't touch it. And then he pushed Chava on the tree. She touched it. He said, you see, Hashem said, Mois Tomus, you're going to die. You just touched the tree and nothing happened. But really, Hashem never said, don't touch the tree. Hashem only said, don't eat from the fruit of the tree. The Nochash was Moisif. He added a chumrah, so to speak. But it was Gareya. It was the reason. It was the cause of the downfall. It's what caused Adam and Chava to both eat from the Eitz Hadas. So, says the Gemara, Chizkiyah said, Minayin shekol ha-moisif gereya, we learn it from the Nochash Hagad Noini. Ramashai shel lehoch, Ramashai shel learned it out from the following pasuk. Amasayim v'cheitzi arkoi. If it would say the word Amasayim without the Aleph, how would it read? Masayim v'cheitzi. 200 and a half. Arkoi. Amasayim takes the word from Masayim, which means 200, to Amasayim, which is 2. So you see, you added a letter, and you have less. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi said, Esrei Yerios. If it would stay Shtei Esrei, it would mean 12. Ashtei Esrei means 11. You added a letter, you added an Ayin, and you actually go down a number. You go from 12 down to 11. Either way, says the Gemara, Mikan, from here you learn, Shekol HaMoisif Gereya. So just to exhale a minute. So the Gemara digressed from the sugyas of Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha to Meisis. The Gemara could digress. We can certainly follow the lead, and we could digress as well. So just three ha'aris regarding Meisis and Madiach. So number one, the Gemara said that even though a person could have a koyach ha'tayna of Meshata Nibach, but ain't tayanim, you'll never tayna Meshata Nibach on behalf of somebody. U'b'dinei nefashis, when it comes to Dinei nefashis, afagaf deloy ta'an, tayan eloy. However, when it comes to a mesis, we don't tie in a maishna mesis, said the Gemara. You can't have rachmanas on a mesis. And to tie in on behalf of a mesis would be an expression of chemla. You'd have rachmanas on the mesis, you're not allowed to have rachmanas on the mesis. The pasuk says, loy sachma v'loy sachas olav. So it's a very interesting idea. You can't have rachmanas on a mesis. The Torah says, loy sachma v'loy sachas olav. I was just thinking one ha'ara. The Ramban in Parshas Yisroi by the Aseres HaDibros. The Ramban is discussing the second and the third Dibros. And the pasuk over there says a person has to be careful not to be oved avodah zarah. Lo yishtachav elohem v'lo yisa'avdein ki anochi Hashem elokecha. Because I, Hashem, keil kano, I'm a jealous God. Poiked avoyin avoyis, I remember the sins of grandfathers, Albonim, Alshileshim, Valribeim, up to four doiris, Lusoina, for people that I hate. Stating that, when it comes to Chesed, Va'isa Chesed, La'alofim, Meruba Toiva, is Meruba Mimidus Peronius. But in this Pasuk, Hashem says, be careful. Don't worship Avodah Zarah, because if you worship Avodah Zarah, there will be retribution. You know why? Ki Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Keil Kan. I am a jealous God. Says the Ramban, quoting the Rambam in the Moreh Devarchim, that you find this idea that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the terminology of kinah, jealousy, when describing one of midas of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says if you look at every single place where you find that word, the context is the same. It's in the context of Avodah Zarah. It's always by Avodah Zarah and only by Avodah Zarah that you're going to find this expression, this adjective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being jealous. Says the Ramban, I'm going to tell you the beer. The beer is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahavdol, al derech moshel, is like a person. And just like a person, if he heard that his wife was mezana tachtav, he would be jealous. It would be appropriate to use the word kina. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if his nation, im ha'om shaloi, mishor sof, Hashem is going to be jealous when she goes to somebody else. That's why it's in this context you find this word kina, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kale kana. Hashem is jealous. And you know when Hashem gets jealous? When you turn away Hashem for somebody else. You worship a pagan, whatever it is, whatever your Avodah Zarah is. But when a person is Avodah Zarah, it's ma'orer, a midah of kina. It's Ma'ir Amida of Kinah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is very matim to something we spoke about on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. The idea of the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael is described, Shleim HaMelech and Shir Hashirim, the Rambam talks about it at the end of Hilchos Teshuvah, as the relationship between Ish V'Isha. That's really the muscle for it. Right? Shleim HaMelech wrote Shir Hashirim. And Shir Hashirim sounds like it's discussing the Ahava, the love between a man and a woman. But of course, Shir HaShirim is a mashal. Shir HaShirim, mashal, l'shleim, wherever Shleim is mentioned in Shir HaShirim, it's referring to Misha HaShalom Shaloi. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why then did Shleim HaMelech write this? Because Shleim HaMelech was trying to explain to a person an ideal, a utopian ideal of what level Ahavas Hashem can come to. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. You want to know to what degree a person is capable of loving Hashem? A person can love Hashem in the same way a person can love a woman. And that is the mashal. That's the mashal for Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam says in the beginning of the 10th parak in Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam says, V'ketzad yahava haru'uyo, hi sheyoev es Hashem ahava gedoylo, yiseira, rabba, aza, admaoi, ad shetei nafshe kishura b'havas Hashem, v'nimtza shoygu batomid, ki ilu choyli ahava, she'in daitam penuyam me'ahavas oiso yisha, shehu shoygu batomid. He thinks about it all the time. Be'in b'shiftan when he's sitting, be'in b'kumei when he's stand, be'in b'shoshu oichol v'shoyzen when he's eating and drinking. Yes, I mean, more than that, ti ahavas Hashem b'lev oyahava, shoygin batomid, k'moy shetzivonu b'chol levavchum, b'chol the entire Shir HaShirim is a mashal to that. You know, last week was Tu B'Av.
Tuba of, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, was a Yom Tov, like Yom Tov of Yisrael, Yom HaKippur v'chamisha asabav. What happened on Tuba of? Says the Gemara, Shebahem b'nois Yerushalayim yoytzois b'kli lovan sh'ulan. And they would go out, they would go in a circle, and they would sing, and they would dance, and they would turn to the Bachrim, and they would say, Bachr, son ne'enecha, u'rei ma'ata b'yrubachot. The day of Shaduchim. So then all the B'nai Yerushalayim would go out, and they were in a circle, and the Gemara then goes and elaborates and explains exactly what this scene looked like, and they're going and they're doing Shaduchim. When did they do Shaduchim? They did Shaduchim on Tu B'Av. Sfarim HaKadoshim say, why was it Tu B'Av? Because Tu B'Av is the day that Klal Yisrael gets up from Shiva on Churban Beis HaMikdash. Churban Beis HaMikdash was Tisha B'Av. Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tes Vav. The Mikzas Ayom Kukuloi is the morning of Tes Vav. Tes Vav is when Klal Yisrael begins, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, repairing the loss that was Churban Beis HaMikdash. Churban Beis HaMikdash is the symbol of the loss between the relationship of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That relationship is compared to the relationship between Ish v'Isha. If Tu B'Av is the day that we can start repairing that relationship, so al derech moshel, for us to be able to be mamchish, to bring it alive a little bit. So what did we do? B'nois Yerushalayim ho'yoytzis, it was a day of Shaduchim. It was a day of Shaduchim to show that today is the day that we're going to be meshadech again with, it's true, we lost the Beis HaMikdash, it's true, Ishtar Rishayna Mesa, but at the same time, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yomer Lekechem, now we're going to focus on trying to rebuild that relationship, a relationship that's referred to by Chazal, that Shlomo HaMelech used as the moshel, Ish v'Isha, thus it's the day of Shaduchim. B'nois Yerushalayim ho'yoytzis. But either way, that's al derech zeh, says the Ramban. Al derech zeh, says the Ramban, ki kel kano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets shells. You know, it's interesting, the Sfarim say there's 10 dibris, right? Aseres HaDibris. On the Luchais, you had 5 written on one tablet, and the other 5 were written on the other tablet. The Sfarim say that you can read them horizontally. So 1 was Keneged 6, 2, 7, 3, 8, 4, 9, 5 and 10. And there's a kesher between 1 and 6, 2 and 7. It's not a coincidence that they happen to be right next to each other, horizontally. It's there for a reason. What's the second one of the dibris? What's the seventh of the Aseres HaDibris? Loisinov. It's the same idea. Rashi says in Chumash, Loisinov. Ein niyof elu be'ishesish. That's what loyil lehim achem achem aponai. When a person is leaving avodah zarah, he's being over loisinov. He's showing a lack of loyalty. He's violating a relationship that's supposed to be unique. It's supposed to be between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going away and he's defiling it. That's the idea of loisinov. The Ramban, this was all Derech Agav. The Ramban in that piece says something interesting. He says that Kikel Kana, Hashem uses adjectives to describe the level of retribution to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Words, l'shaynis, that you don't find anywhere else. And he quotes a Mechilta. The Mechilta says that it's true that two of the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim is Chanun v'Rachum. Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum v'Chanun. But says the Mechilta, it's true, I have a mid of Rachum v'Chanun, but not when it comes to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Bekina ani nifrom me'Avodah Zarah. It's Kel Kana. As if to say, Kel Kana is a stira to Kel Rachum v'Chanun. Kana, Rachum v'Chanun, they can't coexist. So, how can you have a pasuk that says Kel Kana? I thought Hashem is a Rachum v'Chanun. Zok de Mechilta, the teretz is, loy kasha. Kam ba'avodah zarah, kam b'shar averus. When it comes to avodah zarah, Kel Kana. When it comes to shar averus, Hashem is a Rachum v'Chanun. But you see an unbelievable thing in this Mechilta. You see that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah of Rachum v'Chanun, but not when it comes to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. When it comes to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it's not Rachum v'Chanun. When it comes to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it's Kel Kana. Why do we have an obligation to have Rachmanus on another yid? You all know the Gemara. Valachta b'drachav. Mahu rachum, avata rachum. Mahu chanun, avata chanun. But if Hashem himself doesn't conduct himself with the mid of rachum v'chanun, when it comes to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so you don't have the mahu rachum, you don't have the mahu chanun, so we don't either have an obligation, l'chura, back to the envelope arithmetic, to be rachum v'chanun towards the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Thus, you have a pasuk, le'sachma v'le'sachasol. You want to know the beer in le'sachma? Because our chiyuv to have chemlo is mahu rachum avatar rachum. Mahu chanun avatar chanun. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's bekinu ani nifrem Avodah Zarah. It's
not Racham Mechanan. It's a Mefurish Mechilta. The Rabban quotes it right here in Parshas Yisroel. There's no Racham Mechanan. If there's no Racham Mechanan, there's no Mahu Racham, Afata Racham. The Mela, what you end up with, is a Lois Sachma of a Lois Akasa Olav. That's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is that Ramosha Feinstein, in a Tshuva, it's in Eir Chaim Chelik Aleph, it's Simen Tzadik Tess. And the Tshuva over there was discussing, he sent it to a Rav in Detroit, and the Shaila there was where he had some sort of, this Rav did, some Kira program that he used to run on Shabbos. And he wanted to invite secular the Jews, they should come participate in the program. The problem is if you invite someone that lives really far from where this Rav lived, it was inevitable that they were going to take the car, the train, some sort of transportation, which was going to cause Chil Shabbos. And he said to Shaila to Rav Moshe, is it okay for me to invite them? On the one hand, I'm causing them to be Mechal Shabbos, but then again, they're anyways going to be Mechal Shabbos. If I can bring them to me, I can inspire them. So maybe there's an idea of being Mechal one Shabbos, so they could be Mekayim many Shabbos in the future. This is the Shaila, age-old, hashtag Kirov, hashtag Lakewood Fellowship type of Shaila. Kamakumus in the Shtabra, many tshuvas are written. Ramesha wrote one of the tshuvas. So Ramesha over there in that tshuva, which is not really in the Negei Us, so discusses Lefne'iver, and one of the things he says is that it could be that if you actually try to be persuasive, which a lot of good Kirov rabbis know how to do, and try to get people to come, it could be you're not only being over Lefne'iver, it could be you're even a mesis. And a mesis has a special place in Shulchan Aruch. Loi sachma v'loi sachasa olav. A mesis is very, very chum. That's what he told. And Zot, Rav Moshe, don't tell me that this is not a mesis, because you'll argue that mesis is what we're talking about Avodah Zarah. This is not Avodah Zarah. This is Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is really chumar, but it's not Avodah Zarah. Zot, Rav Moshe, I have a raya from a Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Tes Amid Aleph, that the idea of mesis is not exclusive to Avodah Zarah, but it applies to other Averis as well. Because the Gemara says, how do you know that ain't Koyan and Lemesis? We learn it from the Nochash HaKadmoni. The Nochash HaKadmoni was prosecuted, and really, he could have had a taina. What was the taina? Long the taina. Divya Rav, Divya Talmud, Divya Mishan. So why didn't we taina on behalf of the Nachash? She ain't taina lemesis. Says Rav Moshe, the Nachash HaKadmoni, he convinced Chava to do an Avera. Was that Avera Avodah Zarah? That Avera wasn't Avodah Zarah. What was that Avera? It was eat from the Eitz Hadas. It was a very bad Avera, but it wasn't Avodah Zarah. And because it wasn't Avodah Zarah, and still you see that you have over here the concept of mesis, Weist Ois, said Rav Moshe, that the idea of mesis is not exclusive to Avodah Zarah. So you said there's an idea of mesis, if you're going to really push someone into coming, mesis b'chol Shabbos is very chomer. He says that yachayv misa. It's not really the parish of mesis in the Torah, but clearly there's an issur mesis. And if there's an issur mesis, you have to be very, very worried. It's interesting that in Chelik Beis in Eir Chaim, Rav Moshe responds. He has several tshuvas, and he's responding to a shoyl that asked him to oris on Igros Moshe Chelik Al. What's even more interesting is that the shoyl was my brother-in-law, Pini Horowitz's grandfather, Rav Shmaryo Shulman, as well as Ein Gesunden Stark. And apparently he sent Rav Moshe a whole list of ha'oras on Igros Moshe, Eir Chaim Chelik Aleph. And Rav Moshe has simon after simon after simon. It's like 7 or 8, maybe even more, 10 simonim in Chelik Beis Eir Chaim, responding one after one to Rabbi Shulman's ha'aris to Rav Moshe. So one of the ha'aris that he asked him was Haflu Fela. He said, Rav Moshe, you wrote in Chelik Aleph that the idea of mesis is not exclusive to Avodah Zarah. Really, it's a very big chiddush. And Rav Moshe, you acknowledge in the tshuva that it's a big chiddush, but he had a raya. Your raya was from the Nochash HaKadmoni. Nochash HaKadmoni was a mesis, but he wasn't trying to get Adam Chava to eat from, to be over Avodah Zarah. He was getting them to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And still you see it's Mesis. Vaistois Mesis is not exclusive to Avodah Zarah. See, Taine, that if you look in the Pasuk, what did the Nochash tell Chava? The Nochash told Chava, you can eat from the Eitz, don't worry about it. Vayomer Nochash Alisha, loy mois tomus. Hashem said, mois tomus. He's not telling you the truth. He's tricking you. Really, you're not going to die. You know why Hashem doesn't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Because Hashem knows that if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, your eyes are going to open up, and you're going to become like a god. You're going to know Tevara just like the Abish knows Tevara. And Hashem wants to be The Don Yechidi, Hashem doesn't want any other gods. And that's why he's telling you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. But really, you have nothing to worry about. Eat from the Eitz Hadas. So Rabbi Shulman told Rav Moshe that it could be the chet of the Eitz Hadas was a chet of Avodah Zarah. Because what's the chet of Avodah Zarah? Etz Aleihim Acher. And that was exactly what the Nachash was telling Chava. The Nachash was telling Chava, don't just eat from the Eitz Hadas. When you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to become a godlike person yourself. The Yisem Kelikim, Yoide Toivara. Oh, you're going to become like a God, there was an element of Avodah Zarah over here. That's the motive. It's not just to eat a good fruit. It's no, the Yisem Kelikim. That's Elihim Acherim. That's already Avodah Zarah. He said, it could be that's why there's a parasha of Amesis. But really, as it relates to an ordinary lav, where do you find anywhere that there should be an idea of Amesis? That's the second Ara. And the third Ara, now that's just a little bit of rest of the story. And that is, so we have the Gemara over here that talks about the Eitz Hadas. I'll tell you two interesting things. Again, in the spirit of rest of the story. Number one, the pasuk says, "Va'nochash ha'yorim mikol chayas asade, asha osa Hashem alikim." So the nochash was the most clever of all the animals. Va'yomer le'isha, and he goes to Chava, and he strikes up a conversation. He says, "After yomer alikim le'isayichu mikol eitzagan, but don't worry about it. You can eat from the eitzadas." Hashem just doesn't want you to, because he doesn't want you to become like him. The nochash is talking to Chava. Freak to Evan Ezra, the obvious question. Since when do you find that animals could talk to people? How in the world was Chava able to communicate? How was Chava able to communicate with the Nachash? So he said that he saw Rav Sadia Gaon writes that it wasn't really the Nachash, it was the Malach of the Nachash, and he said that's pshat with the donkey as well. But he says it's very, very dachah, because if it was the Malach, then why was the Nachash punished? The Malach should be punished. And there's this whole akdama of Anachash ha'yorim mikol chayas asadar. So ultimately, the Avin Ezra says you have to say one of two things. Either you have to say that Chava had an ability to communicate with animals, so Chava knew how to talk to a Nachash, or you have to say that the Nachash knew how to talk to a person. So whether they were speaking Lashon HaKodesh or English, whatever, probably Lashon HaKodesh. So the Nachash knew how to speak Lashon HaKodesh. They're having a conversation, a Lashon HaKodesh. But exactly what the pasuk says, Vayomer lo isha. And I quote, this is what the Nachash is saying. And they were having a conversation. Seven says, I'm not sure. He says, Vayosha be'enai. He says, I'm more noita to the second shot, that really the Nachash was talking like Chava, and that's the Hakdama. The Nachash was different, it wasn't a regular animal. An ordinary animal has no ability to talk to people. The Nachash was different, the Nachash was able to. It's interesting, if you look at the Rechaim HaKadosh, so the Rechaim brings the first pshat of Eben Ezer. The Rechaim says it's Poshit, that what was going on over here was that Chava was talking to the Nachash because she was able to communicate with snakes. Not that the Nachash was speaking Lashon Kodesh. But to the contrary, Chava was speaking Sichas Nechashim. And he says that it's Poshit, it's not a Chiddush, because a snake can talk. Every single thing that Hashem created can talk. And I'll quote you the end of it. Utseu l'man mi Pirkei Shira. Take a look at the Pirkei Shira, right? Perek Shira. Different animals sing different shiras, you see, they're able to communicate. Says Rechaim, you find that G'dayli Yisrael, they were able to communicate with animals. Ka'am Ramzal, Sukkah Chav Chesam and Aleph. It's also Yomar Bava Basra, Kuflam and Dalaram and Aleph. Amru Al Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, Shahayo, he knew everything. Maisa Makova, this, that, the other thing. He knew Sichas. To call him Sichas Shedim, Sichas Oifis, he knew everything. Nu, says the Rechaim, if Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was able to talk to an animal, Koshkin, Adam, Arishin, Tzirkap, and Yisbarach. Either way, so how exactly having a conversation? The reason they're able to have a conversation is either because Chava knows how to speak like the Nachash. That's the first Pshat and Eben Ezra. That's what the Rechaim and Kodesh says, based on the idea that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai could do it. So certainly Chava was able to do it. Oye Shloimah, the Nachash was Arim Mikol Chayis Asada. The Nachash, before the Klala, was on a whole other level. He was man-like to the point that he was able to communicate. It's a chiddush because the Kaych HaDibur comes from the neshama, right? Ruach Mamalas, you have to know how it stems with all that, right? But the bottom line is Tup Shatim over here in Devin Esra. Right, so now we know how they're having a conversation. But a little bit more rest of the story. What kind of tree was the Eitz Hadas? So they took a bite out of the fruit. It wasn't an apple, that I can tell you right now. But the question was, what was it? It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, it's a Machlokes Tanam. Believe it or not, the Tanam were back and forth. They wanted to know. It was important to them. The Eitz Hadas, it wasn't just a fun fact. They really wanted to know the Eitz Hadas, which was clearly a fruit tree, what kind of fruit was it? Says the Gemara, Ilan She'achal Imen Adam Arish Ramei Omer Gefen Haya. It was grapes. Rav Yehuda said it was a chita. It was wheat. Rav Nechemya said te'ena. It was a te'ena. So it was either a gefen, or it was a te'ena, or it was a chita. Machlokes Tanaim, exactly what it was. I'll just tell you two interesting things of halacha. The first is the Magen Avraham brings in Hilchos Shabbos in Simen Reish Tzadik Vav that the minig is that women do not drink from Kodesh Al Adol. I don't know if you know that, but it's brought down in Magen Avraham. Shabru brings it that women should not drink. Women should not drink from Kaishal Havdalah. The Makar to the Magen Avraham is the Shlah Kaddish. It's brought down. If you take a look in the Shlah inside, Magen Avraham doesn't quote it, but if you take a look at the Shlah inside, the Shlah says, you know what the reason is? The reason is because the Gemara says that the fruit that Chava ate from, the Eitz Hadas, was a Gefen. It was a grape. Wine comes from grapes. Why did Chava want to eat from the Eitz Hadas? For the reason that the Nachash told her to eat from it. Because if you're going to eat from it, you're going to somehow separate yourself from mankind. That means Chava ate a Gefen to separate herself. To separate herself from the rest of mankind. It's for that reason that when we drink the Koshal Havdalah, which is wine, which comes from Anoven, which is Gefen, and why are we drinking it? For Havdalah, to separate La Havdil, Bein Shabbos L'chol. So now that this Gefen, for the purpose of Havdalah, she's punished. Her punishment is that she is not allowed to drink Koshal Bracha. Fascinating. So she could drink Koshal Bracha of Kiddush, she could drink Koshal Bracha of Brechas HaMazon, of Sheva Bracha, she could drink any Koshal Bracha she wants. But she can't drink Koshal Bracha of Havdalah. Why? Because it's a punishment. She ate Gefen. Why? To be Mavdil? Now that this Gefen, which is with the purpose of Lahavdil, it's something that's off limits. It's something that she's not allowed to do. It's interesting that if you take a look in the end of Simen Reish Tzadik Vav, so some of the halachas of Havdalah, so the last halachas of Katan Ches, Mechaber says, Noshim Chayoveis Bavdalah. Women are chayv and avdolah, kishem shechayov is bekiddush, just like they have to make kiddush. The yesh mishachaylik, some are chaylik, some hold not. Incidentally, the Mishabur says, what's the shayla? If women are chayv and avdolah, they're not chayv and avdolah. Woman's chayv and kiddush. Why is she chayv and kiddush? Ayitz mitzvah seish as mangaroma. Zocha v'shomer b'dibur echa nemra, iskish shchir l'shmir. Just like women are chayv and shmir, all the loisa says of Shabbos that they're chayv and, so too they're chayv and the mitzvah saseh. So women are chayv and kiddush. What about avdolah? It's a shayla. Some say yeah, some say not. L'chayr, at first glance, you can argue that she should be chayv, because if she's chayv in Kiddush, which most Rishayim say doesn't just mean Kiddush, it means all the mitzvahs that say of Shabbos, so maybe she should be chayv in Havdalah as well. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the shayla is Havdalah. Do you look at it as a mitzvah that say of Shabbos, or do you look at it as a mitzvah that say of Chayil? On the one hand, it's Shabbos day. You're being mavdol from Shabbos. But then again, when do you make Havdalah? You don't make Havdalah on Shabbos, you make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Because you're being mavdol to chayil. So yesh lachker. Women are potter from all mitzvahs as eish as man garama. It's a geshmak shayla. But they chayiv in all mitzvahs as eish as man garama that are related to Shabbos. Havdalah. Do you look at that as a mitzvah as eish as man garama of Shabbos? Or do you look at it as a mitzvah as eish as man garama of chayil? If you look at it as Shabbos, so just like the chayiv in all mitzvahs as eish as man garama of Shabbos, they'll be chayiv in this mitzvah as eish as man garama as well. If you look at it as mitzvah as eish of Chayil, then just like the potter from all mitzvahs eishes mangaram of Chayil, then they'd be potter from this as well. But afterwards, Mr. Brewer asks a stira. He says he doesn't understand. He says the Magen Avraham paskins, like the shita that says a woman could make Havdalah. Meaning, if she doesn't have anyone to make Havdalah for her, she makes Havdalah by herself. In fact, the head is a shum with the other Magen Avraham. The other Magen Avraham said that women aren't even supposed to drink from the Koshal Havdalah. So if they're not supposed to drink from the Koshal Havdalah, how in the world could she make her own Havdalah? So it says the Mishabru, you have to say, there's no choice, the obvious teretz, that it's only a shasatcha. But l'katchila, it's never l'katchila for a woman to make Havdalah. It's not even l'katchila for a woman to drink from the koshal Havdalah. I saw the poskim discuss, the Piskei Juvis brings a whole bunch of different shaylas. So let's say somebody's making Havdalah on Chamar Medina. So he's not making Havdalah on wine, he's making Havdalah on beer, or on coffee, he's making on a Chamar Medina. The whole issue is, it's the yayin, that's what the Shlah said. Over here it's not yayin, maybe over here it's gonna be okay. Or what another shayla? What if Yontif falls out of Matzah Shabbos? So you're making Kiddush for Yontif and you're also making Havdalah at the same time. So ordinarily, the women in the family would drink from the Koshal Kiddush. So this is a Koshal Kiddush and it's a Koshal Havdalah. So do you say it's Kiddush? They always drink from the Kiddush, they should drink from this as well. Or do you say, no, it's also a Koshal Havdalah? I mean that it's a Koshal Havdalah. Women aren't supposed to drink from the Koshal Havdalah. Just two of the Shailas that I saw. But one other Ha'ara as it relates to this, and we'll conclude with this, and then we'll pick up the daf, and that is, so the Vilna Gaya in the Maaser Rav, they bring that the Goyen had a minig that he did not eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. V'atam al pi asoit. V'ein lechol anovim b'Rosh Hashanah. It's cut in reish yud. V'atam al pi asoit. So on the side of the Maaser Rav, there's Hagoyis
from the Imre Shmuel. So the Imre Shmuel said, what's the pshat? What's the reason for it? He said, the reason for it is because we know that Adam Arishan was born on Rosh Hashanah. Adam Arishan was born on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Yom Briya Sa'ilam was Chafei Elul. The Ram brings Rosh Hashanah. That's why the minig is a lot of people started saying Slichas on Chafei Elul. Because that's the first day. That was Yom Briya Sa'ilam. 6 days later is when Adam Arishan was born, which was Rosh Hashanah. The Ram says that it's for that reason that Rosh Hashanah became the Yom Adin. Because on the day that Adam Arishan was born, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. That's the day Hashem punished him. So Adam was punished. He was judged on Rosh Hashanah. So L'dayros, for all future generations, Rosh Hashanah became known as the Yom Adin. So if Adam Arishan was born on Rosh Hashanah, he ate from the Eitz Hadas on Rosh Hashanah. He was judged on Rosh Hashanah. The Eitz Hadas was a gethen. If the Eitz Hadas was a gethen, Adam Arishan sinned from eating a gethen on Rosh Hashanah. That's the minig al pi soid that the Vilna Gaon observed not to eat gefanim. Now, why did you drink wine? I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, just a few ha'aris regarding Mesis and Mediach. There's some more ha'aris. Maybe we'll save that for tomorrow. Zok to Gemara Vayit. So in the middle of learning a halacha of ha'idoy. So dine mominis b'shloisha. What's the definition of dine mominis? Ha'idoy's v'alvoyz. Ha'voyz is easy. Two Adam saw Reuven loan money to Shimon. What's ha'idoy's? Two Adam heard Reuven admit he was moit. Ha'idoy's v'alvin k'mi Adam d'amin. That he owes money to Shimon. A person can be mechayiv himself money. If Adam witnessed it, Adam can walk into Bezdin and we can now force the person to have to pay up. Stating that, it only works if he said, Atameidai. If he turned to the Adam and he says, I want you and you to be an aid, I want you to hear exactly what I'm about to say. But otherwise, even if there were Adam veer and the circumstance, it doesn't matter, he could always come with a taina of Meshat Anibach. The only time, if Adam would walk into Bezdin, like the Mishnah say, and say that I heard someone say, Ismaida, but if he didn't say, Atameidai is Nechayez, if he said Meshat, what if two Adam walk into Bezdin and say, I heard Reuven say that he owes him $100. Bezdin calls Reuven at the court. Reuven doesn't say Meshat Anibach. Reuven says, not true. It never happened. Bezdin fights with him and Bezdin says, listen, I'm telling you this to Adam. And then he comes and he says, you know, I said, you're right. It's true, I did say it. But Meshat Anibach. Now already he's not believed to say Meshat Anibach anymore. What's the reason? The reason he can't say Meshat Anibach anymore is being that he previously denied ever saying it. And we know he did say it. How do we know he said it? Because there were Adam. So Adam at the very least can testify that he said that he owes the money, even if we can't enforce anything based on that Hoidah. But the fact that Adam say that they heard him be Maida, that constitutes a valid Hoida. So we know for sure that he was Maida, which means that now he lied. Once he lies, he's Huchse Kafran, he's Huchse Kafran. We don't trust anything he says. He's not believed to say Meshat Anibach either. Papa Breder of Acha Bar Idi argued, this is what I heard from Rava, call me the Dechtilo Dechiri Enchi. Now, even if the person would originally deny what the Bezdin said, and we found out later that there were Adim proving that when he denied he lied, it could be still he would be a Neman. He wouldn't be a Kafran. I L'Chayr is a Kafran. He says, you know why he's not a Kafran? Because he said the Katchila this whole thing was a joke. So you know why he said L'Chayr Dvar Me'olam? Because whatever, to him this whole thing was ridiculous in the first place. So first he said L'Chayr Dvar Me'olam. It was L'Chayr Dvar Me'olam. He didn't remember that he had once admit owing the person money. Because when he admitted, it wasn't a real admission. Had it been a real admission, and then he would deny it, so he would become a kafran. But being that when he admit the whole thing was a joke, so now he can come back and say that Meshata Anibach, I told you that I didn't admit it when I really had admitted. I forgot that I admitted. How'd you forget? Because the whole thing was Tamalitz Onis. So you can't base anything by his denial, by his admission. None of this is admissible in court. Because there was a person that hid Adam underneath a bed. And now he gets into an exchange with somebody else. So this is like a covert operation. He goes over to his friend and he tells him, owe me $100. I know. Omar, he says, are you okay if anyone awake and anyone sleeping in this room will be Adam? I do have an issue with it. And then the person tried being masmin this person to Bezdin. He came to Rav Kahana's court. Rav Kahana said, I'm not sure what the child is. The only time a dog is badin kimei Adam dami is if he says, Adam Eidai. In this case, the person tried baiting him. He said, are you okay with the people in this room being Adam? He said no. Had he said yes, and then there'd be a Shiloh. Maybe there's an Atem Eidai over here. But he said no. So if he said no, Rav Kahana said, I'm not exactly sure what the Shiloh is. Similar case. There was a person who met his friend at in a graveyard. So they're meeting in the Pesach Hayim. And he turns to his friend and he says, you owe me money. He says, yes, I do. He says, I want all the live people and the dead people in this. I want them to be Edom. Amalei says, yeah. I'm not masked. I do not want even the dead people to be Edom. And the Shaila was brought to Reb Shimon. He said, this person was Maida. Where was he Maida? In the Pesach Hayim. He says, if he was Maida, doesn't he owe me money? Amalei lo. He says, no. Again, what's the Shaila? The only time you're ever Chayim money, Ados, Badin, Kimei, Edom, Dami, this is the theme, is if he says, Atamid, you have to appoint Edom. He had an opportunity to appoint the people in the Pesach Kfaras as Edom, but he said, what? He said he's not masking. If he said he's not masking, what's the Shaila? Zok, the Gemara, Amr, Avidu, B'tem, Rapapa. From these last two Shailas, Shmami, Nami, Ha, at least we could come up with one halacha. Father, Amr, Rabbi, Yudam, Rab. Sorg, Shem, Atamid, this time we said that the only time Ados, Badin, Kimei, Edom, Dami, is if you say Atamid, Loi, Shnok, Kiyama, Loi, Loi, Shakama. It doesn't matter if the Loi is the one that says Atamid, or if the Malva says, Atem Edai, Vishosik Loiva, and the Loiva is quiet. Meaning the Loiva doesn't have to be the one that utters the magic words, Atem Edai. Even if the Malva says, Atem Edai, and the Loiva is quiet, that is enough for an Atem Edai. Where do you see that in this case? Because time of the Amal Loiva, Loi. Avalishosik Hachanami. In both of these cases, in the case where there were people hiding under the mattress, and there were people hiding in the Beis HaKfaris, why wasn't it an Atem Edai? Because the person said, I'm not masking for there to be an Atem Edai. But let's say the person would have said, yeah, I am masking for them to be Edom. It would have been Atem Edai. I, the Loiva, wasn't the one that said Atem Edai. The Loiva just was okay. He acquiesced. Who was the one that said Atem Edai? I want them to be Edom. It was the Malva. And still, you see, it was fine. Zoysay Meres. You see from there that you don't need the Loiva to say the magic words Atem Edai. If the Malva says it, that's going to be good as well. Huda Bakarle Kavrishud was a person who had gotten a nickname for himself. They called him Kavrishu. Says Rashi, what is Kavrishu? Moli Kav Shtaris. This person owed so many people money that if you would pile up all the Shtaris, it measured a Kav. So he got the nickname Kavrishu. Omar, he said one day, Man Masik Bi, I don't know money. Who are you? People say Kavrishu. You know, I have this nickname. Overrated, that nickname. I don't owe that many people money. I owe plenty. Yeah, these two people, I owe them money. So the Gemara says, those two people heard that, you know, they made it, I heard that this person was Maida. I died spot in that we owe money. Also, Tavu, the Dina, come in, Rav Nachman. Say, took him to the entire. Rav Nachman said, Adam, also, Shalaylas B.S. Atzman. No, it's no Raya. It could be the reason this person said that he owes them money is Shalayli Ra'is Fam. He didn't want to look rich. Sometimes there are people that have a lot of money. They don't want people to think and know they have money because, you know, it's going to come with redifus. They just don't want people to know about it. So he just wanted people to think that he really has chayvus. Maybe not as many chayvus as people thought he had, but he wanted people to think he has chayvus. So you say, yeah, the only people that I owe money to is Pliny or Pliny. But he really doesn't owe money to Pliny or Pliny. I mean, even though he was moida that he owes money, it doesn't constitute aida. What's the obvious question? Why do we need a new reason? Adam asu shalei las bias atzmai. Why don't we just say Meshatani Bach? We just learned the whole Blat Gemara. There's a Taina, unless you say Atem Edai, you could always argue Meshatani Bach. So why do we have a new Svar of Atem Asr Shalei Las Bias? That's my sense. If you take a look at the Rishonim say that the only time Meshatani Bach is a Taina is when there's a Teveya. So if Reuven go over to Shimon, Madali Biyotcha, and Shimon says, yeah. And then afterwards he says Meshatani Bach, there's a Taina Meshatani Bach. But it's only when it's a response to a Tviya. But over here, there was no tefiyah. This person just randomly got up one day. And he said, you know I have this reputation because if I owe the whole world money, it's not true. I only owe Reuven and Shimon. Reuven didn't go over to this person and ask him, tell him, Adoli B'yotcha. So over there, you don't have the taina of Meshatani Bach. The flip side, say the Rishonim, the only time you have the taina of Shaloi Lahazbiya as Atzmai is when there was no tefiyah. But if there's a tefiyah, you wouldn't have the taina of Shaloi Lahazbiya as Atzmai. You would only have the taina of Meshatani Bach. So there's two ways to get out of Oidos Badin without saying Atem Edai. One is Meshatani Bach. The other is this umdin of Adam Asui Shaloi Lahazbiya as Atzmai. How do you know which one works by what? If there's a tefiyah, that's Meshatani Bach. If there's no tefiyah, then it's Adam Asui Shaloi Lahazbiya as Atzmai. For more of an arichas, I am Barishan. There was another person who also had an interesting reputation, and his nickname was, they called him the mouse that sleeps on top of a lot of money. Says the Gemara, Kika Shachiv, when he was dying. And what was the point of Achbar, the Shachiv Adinri? Meaning he's a wealthy person, but he's a kamtsan. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't spend money. Says the Gemara, when he died, he said, Plant you plan to mask of Yizuzi. I owe money to Plainy you Plainy. Basad the Shachiv, Asu Tavinul Yarshim. So Plainy you Plainy heard that this miser, this great Sigvir, the mouse that used to sleep on coins, said on his deathbed that he owes money to Plainy you Plainy. So they took him to the entire. Also, Kabir Shom Rabbi Yosi. went to Rabbi Shlomo Yossi's Bezin. Amalu, Kiyam, you know, when do you say, Adam Asu Shloi Las B'yas Atzmai, right? You just had that story with that person who was called Kavrishu. Adam Asu Shloi Las B'yas Atzmai. So if you just go and you're Maida one day that you owe somebody money, without an atem edai, without making it serious, it's nothing. But that's hanemi lebichaim. That's only if the person is alive. Aval acham is alive. But when a person's dying, what's adam asu shloi las b'yas atzmai? You don't want people to think you're a kvir, but you're dying anyways. What difference does it make? So you don't have the umdan of adam asu shloi las b'yas atzmai. So it's for that reason you owe him the money. So the Gemara says pari palga. So he paid him half. Tavinu ledino idich palga. And then he came and he said, they came to the Yarshim, they said, we want the other half. Meaning you paid half, I got it. Per the psak halacha, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, but you have to give us the other half. So the Gemara says, Asal kamik Rabbi Chiyah, they went to Rabbi Chiyah, Amalu Rabbi Chiyah, said, Kishem Sha'adam Asal Yishol Masbiyas Atzmai, just like a person is not Masbiyas Atzmai, Kach Adam Asal Yishol Masbiyas Banam. It could be when he said it, he didn't mean it. What did he say? That he owes somebody money. He didn't want people to think he's a kvir. He's dying anyways. What difference does it make? He didn't want people to think his children are wealthy. He doesn't want people to have to, his children shouldn't have to deal with it either. Says the Gemara, Amrule, they told him, Zilu Fenahat. So, and meaning Rabbi Chiyah didn't pass Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yaisi said, you have to give him the money. You don't have the svar of Adam Asa Shal Asbiyas Atzmai. But Rabbi Chiyah passed in Faket. So the Yarshim said, Zilu Nahat, give me back the money. I mean, they told Rabbi Chiyah, you realize Rabbi Shlomo Yosi Paskin not like you. We already paid half this money. We want it back. Amalusi told him, Farhoi Rezakin. If Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yosi, the Zakin already Paskin this way, we can't go back